Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we heartily welcome you to the ministry of God's Word and our study which we have just begun in the preceding message on that great Olivet Discourse of the Lord Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and also in chapter 25. We would like to read verses 4 through 6 for our meditation today in chapter 24 of the Gospel according to Matthew. We have the Lord Jesus speaking and saying, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this section from His precious and holy Word. Shall we give just a brief review of the ministry that we have just commenced regarding the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ? It has been the theme of our subject for some weeks, but we are now turning to the special words of our beloved Savior in relation to the great truth of His second coming. In that great gospel of the kingdom, the gospel according to Matthew, and we have the Lord Jesus being interrogated by the disciples, as we have noted it, in chapter 24 and verse 3 of the gospel of Matthew. We read the words of verse 3 as the background of our study today. As the Lord Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately. They said to Him, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of Thy coming, and of the end of the age?" We have noted already that this is a threefold question put to the Lord Jesus by His disciples. First, regarding the destruction of the temple at Jerusalem. Second, regarding the sign of His coming. And third, regarding the sign relating to the end of the age, meaning the Jewish age. Now, we have noted particularly that the first question is not answered in the Gospel of Matthew, perhaps because it is not of pertinent importance relative to the future as much as the other questions. But it is taken care of in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, in detail, when in the year A.D. 70, as we well know, the destruction of the temple took place, as well as Jerusalem, by the great powers of Rome under the general Titus. Now we come to the second question. "What will be the sign of Thy coming?" was the second question the disciples gave to the Lord. Now, the basis of that question we would repeat again. Without doubt, it was indeed properly propagated by them and to them through the words that He spoke in chapter 23, the closing verse of chapter 23. We have the Lord Jesus in the latter part of that chapter foretelling of the coming of the judgments of God upon His earthly people and that generation, and how He longed to have taken them under His wings as a hen would gather her chickens, but He said, "You would not." And He states, "Your house is left unto you desolate." My beloved, that was an occasion, a sad occasion, when the Christ of God and the Messiah of Israel, due to the rejection by the nation, the people and the rulers, knew that He must be crucified and returned back to heaven above. But in the closing verse of chapter 23, the Lord Jesus solemnly states over Jerusalem, "I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth or again, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." My beloved, they have not seen Him. May I point out to you, after the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the people of Israel never saw Him again. The only ones who saw Him in His post-resurrection days were His own blood-bought redeemed disciples. He never revealed himself in the days of his post-resurrection ministry to the nation at all, and to any who undoubtedly would have been unsaved, but only to his own. But now let's consider the question regarding the fact they would desire to know, what will be then the sign of thy coming? Now please note in the opening of the words that we have read from verse 4, 5, and 6 of this short section, note the Lord Jesus takes very careful note of the characteristic times preceding his coming again. The first thing that he tells them, there will be great religious deception, presenting false hopes through many false Christs. Let me read the words of verse 4 and 5. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Beloved, may I make it very carefully evident from the testimony of the Lord Jesus that preceding his coming back to the earth in his revelation and glory, there will be many false Christs. There will be many false hopes raised through these false Christs. Deceiving, if you please, they shall deceive many. If I may interpolate the meaning of these words the Lord Jesus declares, I believe he would suggest the majority of the population of the world, and even the majority of the population of the Jews, if you please, will be deceived. May I very solemnly declare, on the ground of evidence of recent days, there are so many religious leaders professing to be the Messiah, the Christ of God. Let me give you one example, just one only. Very recently in the past year, I believe it was about a year ago, there was an advertisement, a full-page advertisement, in all the leading newspapers of our country, from one end of the country to the other, north and south and east and west, and in the great newspapers of the land, a full-page advertising by one particular person and community of people who were upholding one person as being God's Messiah, Christ the Messiah. Beloved, there are many others. Oh, that we can realize religious deception will be great, presenting false hopes to mankind and even to God's earthly people, the Jews. But then that will not be the only sign of his near coming again. We read in verse 6, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. My beloved, may we particularly emphasize, these are but advanced signs. They are advanced warnings relative to the character of the days when the Lord Jesus will be coming back to the earth. The enemy will terrify them. There will be wars. There will be rumors of wars, and my beloved, is not that the state and the chaotic condition of today among the nations from one end of the earth to the other? And how we can recognize the prevailing manifestation not only of actual wars, but how many times rumors of wars, as the Lord Jesus goes on to say. But note what the Lord Jesus says. They were to be on their guard, and we should be upon our guard and expect. This is just what he said. Now, my beloved friend, I want to ask you very frankly, do you really appreciate, have you any concern to take heed to the words of the only one and the greatest one who could tell you and me the future? Christ, the Son of the living God. My beloved, listen. We are emphasizing the coming again of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven. And he himself is declaring some of the conditions that will precede his return from heaven again. Do you believe it? Are you willing to take his word? Or do you wish to rest upon the words of man? which cannot but fail. My beloved, let me please say, there are twofold dangers the Lord has suggested here. The dangers of religious deception, and the dangers of wars and rumors of wars. But still the Lord goes on to say, if you are mine in those days, see that ye be not troubled. Now note the words that he adds, for all these things must come to pass. Do you take it in? My beloved, when you look around today, are you fully acquainted with the fact these prevailing conditions are certainly before us to a great degree? Undoubtedly not to the fullest degree as they will yet be. But is it not sufficient? We can recognize from the solemn and the infallible words of the Son of God what you and I are seeing and what will yet be seen in relation to the conditions of the earth. The Lord Jesus said, these things must come to pass. My beloved, when he solemnly stated those words, he spoke the truth. And yet he adds, 'twill not be the end, though. 'Twill only be the beginning. And my beloved, I ask you very fairly and squarely, on the ground and the authority of this divine revelation from the lips of the peerless and the sinless and the Holy Son of God, who alone can rightfully, as well as rightly, foretell the future. My beloved, may I say, God who is the only person who can accurately foretell the future. And here we have the words from the Son of God, the eternal Son of God himself. Now we raise the question, do you really believe, will you really believe, some of the indications of the near coming of the Lord are really appearing today? I'm sure they are. Now I ask another question. Are you saved? For when he comes, two things will happen. There will be for many, there will be blessing, and eternal blessing. But for others, there will be judgment. I ask, which will it be for you? Take heed to the words of the Lord. Father, speak to the conscience and heart of many. Bring them to Christ before it's too late. In his name we ask it. Amen.